They take strenuous efforts to justify their rule. How do we manipulate? How do we control? How do we contain what they have in their minds? I'm talking in terms of power. Where the power is. Who's shaping the condition of our lives? Who determines the quality of the air we breathe? The food we eat? The water we drink? The kind of jobs we can have? The history of capitalism has been both the history of great prosperity and great poverty. We often say, how unfortunate. So much wealth is here, with so much poverty here. As if it were just an unfortunate juxtaposition, when in fact there's a dynamic interaction between those two things. This poverty exists because of this wealth. This wealth exists because of this poverty. Serfs who labor from dawn to dusk to keep the lords and ladies in the style they're accustomed to. The richest, most powerful men, millions killed or maimed over the decades, the replacement of local organic food supplies and pesticide-ridden factory farms, several generations of lung cancer, disposable products that keep creating solutions to things that aren't problems. A disposable environment. Turn it all to wasteland and toss it aside, then move somewhere else and do the same. Then move somewhere else and do the same. Stimulate the economy and get it going. There's billions to be made there, to be carved out and taken. There's been billions for 400 years.